The Office of Management and Budget is requiring agencies to choose two commodity technology services that would move to the cloud by next December. At the same time, OMB just released a draft version of the shared services strategy, asking for comment from agencies and industry. Now, this is leaving some in the federal community to question whether the administration had already determined its path for shared services. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us now live with an exclusive look into OMB's IT budget guidance. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Amy.
So what is OMB asking for input on one hand, but on the other, telling agencies to move out?
Well, Federal News Radio obtained a copy of the IT Passback budget document, which outlines OMB's guidance to agencies. This is one of those close-hold documents that, you know, basically they don't want the public to see. We got lucky. We got a copy of it. And basically what it comes down with and says, listen, you will move two shared services, two commodity ITs to a shared service provider by December 31st. Now, at the same time, just last week, Federal CIO Stephen Van Roekel released the shared services strategy, which was in draft, and he made a big deal. We'll hear about at the same time as both of these documents have come out, OMB also has a shared services document that they released only to agencies that has more specific deadlines around shared services. Now, I spoke with several current and former officials who have seen the passback, who have seen both versions of the shared services strategy, and they say it's kind of unclear what OMB's plans really are. You know, let me break it down a little further. On one hand, OMB gives agencies two deadlines in the IT budget passback. March 1st, decide which two commodity ITs you're going to move, give us your justification, and quantify your cost savings. By December 2012, move those two commodity ITs to a shared service center. Now, this November strategy, which was not released to the public but shared with agencies, they even lay out more specific dates, such as, you know, they start in actually this December, so this month, and go all the way through next December with specific deadlines that agencies are going to have to do. Now, on the other hand, just last week, the draft shared services strategy, you know, says, hey, we just released it. We're gonna want industry comment. So here's what Stephen Van Roekel, the federal CIO, said during the press conference last week with the release of the draft shared services strategy.
The strategy that launches today will be open for public comment, so we're really encouraging federal agencies, the private sector, and others to come back and give us feedback on this approach. Is it the right approach? What shared services should we target? We think the big opportunity is in the area of commodity IT, email, procurement of technology, and other things, and we'll move on from there.
So as you can see, Van Roekel is publicly saying, come on, we want your comments, this is important, but in the IT passback and the non-public version of the shared services strategy, there's plans in place, they're ready to go, they're ready to move out. Now obviously, let's be fair to OMB and Steve Van Roekel, they can change plans. I mean, it's not unusual for OMB to change in midstream. But people are wondering, and this is people I've spoken with, or wonder kind of out loud, you know, is this OMB's way of making industry happy, but, you know, basically going down the path they already want to go down. Couple other quick tidbits that I think are relate back to this. Now, there are already some speed bumps out there to kind of go to a shared service provider in the private sector, a commercial one. There's Congress has a prohibition on A76 or competing federal jobs with the private sector. So while a lot of these commodity IT services already are done by contractors, there are some that are not. I mean, if you look at, for instance, some of the HR, some of the financial management, those are still done in-house in some agencies. One former government official I spoke with who requested anonymity says OMB may be looking to take an interim step by moving some functions to the federal shared services providers and then moving out to contractors later on.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. So what else do we know about the shared services strategy?
Well, very few people will disagree that this is a good idea. I mean, this is something that we've seen from the last administration that's carried over into this administration. It's a proven concept. It's going to save money. In fact, one federal CIO who I spoke with, again, on background, said they believe OMB will need to better define what is a shared service. Now, under the Bush administration, it was a government-wide initiative, human resources, financial management. But under the Obama administration, little has been said about what really shared services are, really until Van Roekel became the federal CIO. Now, the agency CIO says the definition also helps agencies determine what long-term goals they have versus their short-term goals. The CIO says in the short term, they'll move some commodity IT that will save some money, but really it's the longer-term commodity IT goals that will save more money. Now, one other former government official I spoke with said moving two by December is going to be tough, but doable. This official who is no longer in government says to me, you know, listen, it takes usually 6 or 12 months just to get agencies ready to move and then another year to move. So it's kind of aggressive for OMB that expects this to be done sooner. Now, the shared services strategy, the draft one that I obtained that was given to agencies, you know, really has a lot of things thought out. It talks about dates, approaches, governance structure, tasks around contracting, even how to identify commercial providers, and dates, lots of dates. Now, I did finally get in touch with OMB late yesterday, and they said they don't comment on pre-deliberative information. So they weren't able to comment on either of these, the IT budget passback or the draft shared services strategy.
But, Jason, how would the shared services initiative then build upon the programs that had already gotten some momentum under the Bush administration?
Well, it's definitely a part of it. I think they see a relationship between the two, the e-government and the lines of business efforts. But I think one big difference is that commodity IT focus. You know, email, storage, web hosting. You know, under the Bush administration, it was, again, grants or, you know, budget execution. It was really the real back office stuff versus the types of services that the Obama administration is looking at, which are done, you know, every day by that you can buy kind of off the shelf, if you will. Now, I caught up with Dave McClure from GSA about a week before OMB released the shared services strategy. He spoke at a conference and shared services came up. So I asked him afterwards that same question, why shared services will be different this time around.
The budget reduction environment will definitely put a microscope on cost. So any way we can identify eliminating redundancy, duplication, in how we're investing IT dollars will become front and center. And you're going to see the Hill asking these questions. I think in the past it was an executive branch-led effort. I think the Hill is just as interested in trying to achieve some of these shared and savings opportunities. In the early 2000 period, technology wasn't quite like it is today. So data sharing issues have been resolved through XML standards, and now we have the opportunity to leverage common shared environments in ways that were not possible before.
Now, McClure added, CIOs also want to get out of the day-to-day operations of managing data centers, of managing software licenses, and they'd rather focus on this, how, you know, IT can help mission. So what he's saying basically is the culture is beginning to change, which, as we know, is always the biggest challenge.
Jason, what other areas does the IT passback guidance cover?
Well, there's four areas. There's five total. One of them is that shared services, and there's four others. So let me go through them very quickly. OMB will kick off a performance management line of business. Now, they didn't give a lot of details, but they did say how agencies fund this. They said, we want your money, basically. You're going to pass the hat. OMB also talked about agencies have until Friday, December 16th, to provide the net savings around data center consolidation. OMB wants more information on cloud computing savings, including making cloud computing part of the agency's capital planning and investment control process. And finally, OMB told agencies to make sure they pay for and continue supporting the existing eGov, cybersecurity, and other shared service initiatives. Let me jump back here to the performance management line of business. I think that's probably the most interesting new program. I caught up with Robert Shea, a former OMB official who led the performance management initiative under the Bush administration. He's now a principal at Grant Thornton. He says the performance management line of business is a good idea for several reasons.
Every federal agency needs performance management support. And if a performance management line of business is able to enhance offerings at a reduced cost for agencies, I think that'd be great. The big question I have is this just a way to get around congressional reductions to the e-government fund that was used to support performance.gov? If they're using it for that modest approach, that's, you know, probably a good idea to get money for performance.gov. It'd be a much bigger idea if they were using it to enhance a consistent application of performance management tools across government.
Now, performance.gov was one of several initiatives that OMB actually had to slow down because the Congress cut the e-government fund last year by 76%, and I think they're worried about the cuts this year as well. Now, several people I talked to about this passback were really surprised about how short it was. It was, you know, five initiatives. Usually they're five pages long. People said, listen, this is there's no mention of cybersecurity, very little mention of open government transparency. There's no specific guidance around the trusted internet connections, HSPD 12, which both have deadlines in 2012. there's no new guidance around other longstanding initiatives, and that surprised a lot of people just how simple and straightforward this was. But at the same time, it left some people scratching their head.
Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, thank you very much for joining us this morning.